episode 621, Take Aim.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Today is a motivation day. Are you ready? Are you just like screaming for joy? Are you excited for what the day holds for you? Well, you better be, because you are an extraordinary, incredible woman of impact. God created you on a purpose for a purpose. And today he's going to use you beyond anything that you've ever imagined. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted of your presence, excited that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here. And also you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. I don't know about you, but I got up this morning and I did not want to run. I didn't. I was not motivated whatsoever. Staying motivated and inspired in life can be the greatest stumbling block when becoming your best selfie. But the secret to staying motivated and really engaged in your life is to take aim. And it's not the aim that you're probably thinking about. You know, the bow and arrow where you're looking and you're guiding, you're going, okay, I'm going to aim for that target. I got it. Okay, my eye's right there. Okay, ready, set, aim. And you're really just kind of making sure it's in the right direction. There's no firing happen. No. That's not the aim we're talking about. We're talking about action ignites motivation. A-I-M. You don't want to be stagnant in your life. You are worthy. So when I got up this morning, got the kids ready for school, hubby off to work, you know, when you do work from home, it is an absolute blessing sometimes because you can help the others and then you can kind of work your schedule. Every once in a while I have to say, wait a minute, what about my schedule? But I was able to get everybody off. We had early band, we had chamber choir. I mean, we were going all over the place. And so I came back home and I still wanted to crawl right back into bed and go to sleep. I've been burning the candle at both ends. I was tired. And the last thing I wanted to do was put my tennis shoes on and go for my run. But I know what's best for my body. And so I was like, okay, well, I can sit there and go and make the decision to lay down in bed, pull up the covers, and go back to sleep. Or I can take aim. Action ignites motivation. And I can put those tennis shoes on. Oh, and first, the socks that have my favorite little saying on them. They have various sayings like flex or strength or focus, little reminders of what I'm doing for the day. And I can put those on and I can walk outside and I can take aim. I can go and take action, which is going to ignite my motivation throughout my entire day. And you know what? I ran my miles today. Oh yeah, finished at 7. Woo! Raise the roof. I was excited. But when I first started the process this morning, I wanted nothing to do with those miles. One step seemed like it was never going to happen. I would have taken 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 phone calls today and would have done anything and everything to get out of running this morning. But I knew ultimately that I needed to take aim. I needed to have the action to ignite my motivation. You see, your motivation is ignited by action. And when you put all of that together, you get to the point where you believe. Your motivation is ignited by your action. Take aim. What do you want to be doing in your life right now that you have been sitting on the sidelines with? You just got him over there. You're like, oh, well, yeah, it'll get done. I'm waiting for the lightning to strike. Maybe it's your blog. And you've been playing around looking at the themes. Oh, I remember those days. I remember searching through going, oh my goodness. I mean, I'm on my third website. I've changed things a lot. And it was so much fun to look at all the different things and you'd preview them. And then you'd want to go and look at everybody else's websites and see, oh, can I figure out what theme maybe they're using so I know what to do? And then wait, then I've got to upload this stuff. Then I got to figure out what to do in the back office. Maybe you're freaking yourself out with the bigger picture instead of taking the next step. Take aim. What's that next step? Maybe it's to pick the theme. So start with a free theme. It's okay. You can change it later. Just the next step. Take aim. Maybe you're looking at some health changes and you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to get healthier. Well, maybe you've been doing really well and you've been running your mileage and you've been getting in your strength training. But maybe where you need to up the ante is in the food that you're eating and how you're seasoning it. Maybe you need to add some spices and herbs. Yep, you can go listen to that episode if you haven't. Episode 620, Spice It Up and Fight Inflammation. It's a great one. We talk about 10 herbs. But even in that, you know, you're thinking, I want health changes, but oh, it's too hard. I need a recipe. It's an excuse for everything. What if you were to take just one spice? And maybe you start with something that's real simple, cinnamon. I love cinnamon. And you could add that in to a few things. You don't have to go crazy wild with it, but just try it on different things. You can add it on meats. You could add it into your smoothie. Lots of options, but you've been putting them off. So why put it off? Take the next step. Simply start with one thing at a time. Where do you need to take action today to ignite you, to get you motivated to keep going? What is that for you? Think about it. Because I want you to think of one thing that you can do to take aim on today. One thing. Maybe it's as simple as you need to get back with a friend, but you've been hesitant because you got to tell her no, and you feel really bad to tell her no. Your schedule's just really jammed, and it's not the right season for you. And so you've been backing off, going, oh, I'll just put it off another day. Oh, and another day. Now it's been 2 weeks. You need to call her. You need to text her. Do it today. What is that one thing for you that you can do to take aim on? I'm going to add in one thing for you, and that is I want you to sign up for the 5-day free challenge. Now, I mention this because it is all about taking aim. Action ignites motivation. And here we talk about it a little bit, but we don't allow ourselves to go deep enough. And really, within the challenge, we're going to go in deeper on how to take action, how to ignite your change, whatever the change is. It could be about relationships. It could be about simply, maybe it is your kitchen, changing your kitchen. It could be about your linen closet. If you've been with me for a while, you know I keep telling you about my linen closet. Yes, it is still not cleaned out yet. I need to go through it. It's probably going to take an act of God for that to happen because it's so low on the priority list. But you need to figure out what is the formula for you. And in this 5-day free challenge, we're going to go over that. I'm going to give you tools and strategies that I use every single day, that I use for my running. You see, because in the olden days, okay, I'm not that old, but when I was younger, I would have let the excuses get in my way. But now I know what I need to do to get me to take aim. And there is a process to it. And I want to help you to really figure out the process for you. Because you know what? You deserve to have an incredible life. You're an incredible woman. Click on the link in the show notes. We're going to have live Facebook groups. Of course, it'll be recorded if you're not available. We're also going to have some written work so you can actually take this and like look at it, some actual structure. And we're going to discuss the 4 phases to what we do when we go through change. So go ahead and sign up and smile more. You are so adorable. I pray you have an extraordinary week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.